Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The politicians and bureaucrats in Flint, Lansing, and Washington, D.C. are still looking at the wrong immediate solution to the Flint water problems. The ultimate problem, as far as water users in Flint are concerned, is that the water coming out of their faucets today has unsafe levels of lead and possibly other contaminants. Providing bottled water is not the optimum immediate solution to the problem. Someday, the lead pipes in Flint may be replaced once the politicians finish arguing for months or years over who is going to pay for it. That doesn't help Flint water users today. A more effective and less costly solution that can be implemented immediately is for Flint water users to install water filters on their faucets or for their entire household. Whole house units that will handle a kitchen and up to six bathrooms are available for just over $1,000 plus installation costs. These can be ordered today. Consumers who cannot afford that cost can buy individual faucet filters for less than $50 and self-install them. Some Flint residents already use water filters without being told to do so or receiving any subsidies. Private people, businesses, and nonprofits can immediately solve the worst impact of consuming Flint water. There is no need to wait for politicians and bureaucrats to take their time to come up with any other solution. The ultimate problem is that people in Flint rely on their government for water. There are many areas across America and worldwide where private companies provide water to their customers. You can be sure that if Flint's water was provided by a private company, it would have been more responsive at providing a safe supply. The problem with governments providing water is lack of accountability. Decades ago, when the city of Ann Arbor learned that it had an unsafe toxic chemical in its water supply, the city government's solution was to apply to the state of Michigan for an exemption from being required to notify residents of the danger. Be sure to listen Friday when I cover a potentially more serious problem with water in Michigan and across America today on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.